That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out. Tonight, September 9th, 2018, is the full moon in Virgo. Everybody's finished with the summer and we're back to school and getting ready for our fall events. Many are asking, what's on the road ahead? What can we expect as we go into
our next year of 2019. We are on the verge of entering a new decade. All the well-known predictions of the past ended with the year 2012. Now we're 6 years into the unknown. As we navigate the challenges of 2019, we are on a journey that brings us into unknown territory on every level: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, environmental, ethical, cultural, as well as the balance of our planet Earth. There are accelerating changes everywhere: artificial intelligence, advanced technology, bioengineering, the social media, GMO foods, climate change, countries in turmoil, polarized people and beliefs, world hunger, unemployment, and poverty-stricken people. Along with increasing violence, many are so angry inside and they just don't know why. Everything and everyone seems to be moving from one extreme to the other. We are blazing the trail as we move forward into the 20s. We face profound challenges in this transformation. And along with dealing with the challenges outside of us, we need to change our attitudes and behaviors within ourselves to ensure that Earth remains habitable and safe for our spiritual selves to grow, learn, and emerge. Global and personal changes are occurring at an unprecedented speed. As we continue experiencing powerful transformation and a great shift in the worldwide consciousness, how do we chart the course of our own personal lives? We cannot solve the problems of the world by being at the same level of consciousness that we were when we created the problems. So how do we change? What guidance can we trust? I am asking you, all the listeners of Let's Find Out, and the channels of those who work, teach, and write from inspiration, to ask the beings that you work with, the channel that bring us the guidance, to explain this process and where we are now within it, and to offer spiritual techniques to help us all expand into our natural selves and awaken our natural talents and abilities. Ask your invisible beings and guides how we can help ourselves as well as others to create a more benevolent life for Earth. Remember, with our expansion in consciousness, information once concealed from us can now be revealed, helping us to enjoy and understand our accelerating awakening. Also, we want to feel the positive energy of joy and love that these beings radiate. Love, peace, harmony, and laughter are the sutras for the heart. Too many times we're hearing about bombs, guns, and tears and upsets. How can we remain on the higher levels? We are all transitioning from the narrowly focused and polarized awareness of the third dimension and waking up to a higher vibration and the abilities that are given from the fifth dimension. Each one of us has already experienced a form of the fifth dimension. Think about your most memorable and uplifting experiences of the recent past, since 2012. Where everything goes well, interactions are harmonious and loving, and all feel the blissful and happiness that is part of the fifth dimension energies. For some, this shift is sudden and permanent, but for many of us, the change is gradual, coming in the fleeting moments and waves. In this ascension process, as well as in my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, it is explained how to shift your energetic patterns and choose to permanently anchor yourself in the joy, love, and kindness of the fifth dimension. Our meditation tonight will show you how to wrap yourself in the white light of spiritual awareness so that you can grow more quickly and remain balanced more easily. The behaviors that are demonstrated today were seen 2,000 years ago as well. The struggle for power meant that there were many authority signs who rejected the Christ teachings so that they could gain immaterial power. This penchant will increase now, in our day to day, and for a while yet, because this method of madness has worked in the past and is believed to be a tactic which will work again. It's called killing the spirit or break the spirit. When you break the spirit, others will give up and do as you wish. Some people's efforts to act and destroy their opponents will become louder and louder because they are coming from the end of their time. Not time is in their own lives, but time is in the time of mankind to begin a new age. The collective voices will be the loudest, screaming at the end. This is a pattern for many of us when we don't want to give up something that has been what we wanted. There are many who seek war, and war they will do, in whatever arena possible, including our schools, governments, today's social media, all public venues, ever speaking to whomever will listen. They will go out and try to gain more numbers to follow them. But no amount of numbers will change the evolution of mankind being brought about so permanently to change the world. Ascension and light is the new path. As odd as this may sound, brings the increasing of light that hinders the effort to stay deep in the darkness by removing availability to that which leads to the darkness. Let's put it another way. That which leads to the darkness is kept from being fed and prevented from being allowed. Therefore, the impact of light has even a greater influence on the environment. It's the principle of raising your vibration. That which continues to raise vibration prevents that which would lower vibrations. Although this transformation is done one step at a time, you can ascend faster by becoming mindful of the fact that this is what is needed to bring about peace, as well as your safety and comfortable living. We are in the times of which Christ and the Bible mentioned, even the elect, not the elected, but the elect, can find themselves being misled. Voila, now we have fake news. It's ever a time to be alert and not go back to sleep, but to practice one's true spiritual practice. Not for vengeance and the destruction of one's hated enemies, but for the fulfillment within our own hearts of the fruits of spirit, which will come upon us and come from within us. If we keep on keeping on, drawing from the infinite spirit within ourselves for the purpose of bringing forth the best parts of what it means to be a member of this human family and to be a child of one God. Our vigilance comes from our efforts to be honest with ourselves, with doing the best we can each day, and with what we best hold is honest rather than what anyone else and anywhere says at any time, but for a self-agenda only. Our efforts to ascend is expressing what is deep within us at the core of our spirit, which is one with the infinite love and compassion that is the Holy Spirit knocking at the door of our hearts. Our call is to give to the poor that which God has placed within the essence of our souls, our kindness to those who are poor of kindness, and working to deny it, and to deny it to others. Our compassion to those who express little compassion, if any, except to those of their own beliefs. Our understanding to those who seek to understand no one but their own kind, to listen to those who hear no one, to forgive those who forgive no one, to be merciful for those who show no mercy. Yet, the astonishing question is,
How in the world can we even begin to do this or to offer these qualities to people who demonstrate little of these qualities? I will say first that of ourselves, we cannot do these things alone. There is no way. We cannot stand alone and think that we can do any of these things alone. But, as we have heard over and over, and can benefit from hearing over and over and over again, reminding us every day that whatever step we take, whatever decision we make, whatever action we do, is always done in harmony with God. With God, all things are possible. In fact, only with God are things possible. But not just in our heads, within our hearts, the place of love, where God and our spirit lives as love. Only with God can we give mercy to those poor in mercy. Only with God can we be kind to those who share no kindness with another. Only with the vibration of spiritual force within us can we bring forth from within us the fruits of the Spirit, to which it was said, "It is from their demonstration of these fruits that you will know my true followers." Only with Spirit can we demonstrate the deepest kindness and most important patience, the understanding, the mercy, the forgiveness, the compassion, the brotherhood and sisterhood of humanity, and more. Only with God, when we pray, "Lord, teach me the truth. God, make me into the good soil. Help me be honest with myself. Teach me the wisdom of discernment that I need so that I may not be misled by my own self down a mistaken road because of my own hatred and bitterness, that I may still be trying to change these things within myself. Spirit, help me not use my own pain and my own suffering as a weapon that inflicts even more pain and suffering onto yet another person." Many look out from our own perspectives and see the world with great amounts of turmoil, selfishness, greed, suffering, and violent hatred happening. But again, with spiritual awareness, with the guidance of God, our angels and our guides, we will also be able to see the healing that comes from individual prayer of family, friend, or a stranger who is suffering. With spiritual force, we can gain and find within ourselves to give the gift of compassion to one other person whose suffering we cannot fathom. With God, we can listen to another person's stories of their life and pain and understand that their level of suffering can be much greater than anything we have experienced within our own life, even if we don't see their pain. Only with God can our hearts and minds be lifted up to greater heights of compassion, love, and unity. With God is when we can be honest with ourselves and say, "I forgive you." With our spiritual force, we can give the healing words, "I'm so sorry." With God, we can look within and say, "With God, with my angels, with my guides, I love myself too, and I can forgive myself as well." With God, we can come to realize that what we see happening in the world is not the view where we will see God's continued effort to bring peace and harmony to each of us. There are many people in the world who seek conflict and war because it serves them. But with our spiritual force, it is ever true that with God within us, we will have that peace, which, though we begin by thinking it might be lost in the world, we might want to give up and surrender. And when we do, we will be reawakened into the world through us, through our inner strength, through our spiritual awareness, through the soul, the inner self's connection with the God source. With God will come the transformation of the world of which we live, from within us expressed outwardly, like artists creating a masterpiece, like gardeners growing green for life, and from He who put the stars in the skies and the heavens in motion. With God, all is possible.
including God being visible in and throughout the earth, through the expression of the fruits of spirit from those of us who keep on the path. With the sustenance and support of our spiritual self, our blessed higher self, our angels, and our guides. And that force is love. Quite often, change is brought about by pain. Our minds supply us with all the justification we need to stay stuck. I know this from personal experience, and I know how hard change can be. Even good change can be hard to see as good. Thinking of the future can be so scary that hope is hard to find. Often our thinking generates only the bleak side of endless possibilities. So we push back, consciously and subconsciously, to resist change. We dig our heels in to protect our lives as they are. Even in extreme circumstances such as domestic violence, dysfunctional relationships, drug and alcohol abuse, we will often protect that which is normal in our world and resist healing or change. We also protect the thinking that created our life situation. What a paradox! The mind battle of wanting to change and resisting it at the same time. In our heart of hearts, we know what to do. We hope for change, yet we're frozen. We think we're unable to change. How could we know it was all of our thinking? How could we know it was our thinking that was wrong? It was our decisions that were out of balance. How could we know and realize that our unbalanced thinking was part of what caused the problem of imbalance in the first place? Think about that for a moment. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, we're learning what we can do as we go through the 2020s and face unknown limitations, challenges, and upsets in our world, as well as within our communities and our homes. The secret is to join with your blessed higher self and the higher energies that are invisible to most, and sustain yourself on that power as you walk the path of love into the future of a beautiful new age. We'll be back with more of what's happening right away in the skies, as well as on the planet, after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of September 10th through September 16th, 2018. This week should be an easygoing, laid-back week. Now that the eclipses and Mars and Mercury retrogrades are finished with their cycles, it's time to get moving towards projects and plans that will move you towards your future goals. The planet moving us along at a snail's pace is Saturn, which move forward on September 6th, helping you to get to work on long-term future projects and responsibilities. Mental Mercury is in Virgo, which helps you to get organized and become more efficient. Internal and external cleanses are favored via your body, closet, or basement. A challenge to your relationships, values, and ambitions has been building energy for several days now, and it's highlighted with Sunday's new moon on September 9th. Venus has moved into Scorpio and will be in this sign until mid-December, quite a long time compared to her normal 3 weeks in a sign. The goddess of love, marriage, and money, and diplomacy will turn retrograde on October 5th, so now is the early peak of what's coming ahead for you. Revolutionary Uranus is tied to this relationship combination, and that means the universe is rattling your cage to get you unstuck so you can open up to new innovative ideas and possibilities. On Monday, September 10th, Warrior Mars moves back into Aquarius, the sign it was in for most of the summer during the retrograde cycle. It's time to get moving. If you were lazy or unmotivated over the last few months, this is the kick in the backside to pick up the pace. Progressive action, advancement in your use of technologies, and abrupt changes or turnarounds are the key words for the rest of 2018.
On Tuesday, the sun makes a happy relationship to expansive and transforming planets, so it's good to get an early start, including breakfast meetings. There are two trines in Pluto this week, the first one occurring on Tuesday, September 11th, and the other one on Saturday, September 15th. Both are the green light given to you by the universe that causes realignments, transformations, and focus already on projects that should continue to move smoothly and bring you positive results. On Wednesday, as well as Thursday morning, the energies support projects that require your focus concentration. Wednesday brings us the first of two Uranus-Venus oppositions that can result in a large outlay of funds, missing money, or perhaps meeting an exciting stranger. You never know with Uranus. It's always sudden, surprising, and perhaps short-lived. Be sure to watch out for miscommunication and/or misunderstandings on Thursday, September 13th. Mercury will oppose Neptune for the only time in 2018. This is the worst day of the year to need a clear head, so don't go signing any papers or committing to any long-range plans today. However, Thursday afternoon and early evening can have you daydreaming or ready for a nap. Do be careful of drivers not paying attention in the evening rush hour traffic. A Sagittarius moon on Friday evening and Saturday are great for a party or getting out in nature for adventure. Deep philosophical conversations are perfect for Saturday evening. Sunday, September 16th, is a bit of a mixed energy day with an optimistic Sagittarius moon that encourages you to do something for your philosophical, spiritual, or physical well-being. At the same time, there are minor conflicts between your emotions and intellect. Do something good for yourself on Sunday, because the early work week coming up motivates you to get serious. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. And now, let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce is a modern-day mystic, author, and master spiritual teacher. She's also a healer through the grace of God. Elizabeth works through the risen power of your kundalini as a conduit. She transmutes this energy from source, and healing has occurred simply by being in her presence, or by voice activation, or by the vibration that she creates when she's teaching a spiritual intensive. She's a popular, gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom of life. Many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. So come join us and raise your vibration and change your life quickly with confidence. Attend our spiritual intensive, which is only given twice a year. The date and time are Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, 2018, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the James Laura House Auditorium, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's time to remember and to remind yourself who you are. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I have the voice of sanity and clarity within me. When I remember, I am transported into an inner reality of what is. The light fills my being with peace and purpose. I give relentlessly. I allow myself to receive and love myself for who I am. I am safe. I am free. And I am responsible for my thoughts, actions, and wellness. Joyously embrace this spiritual frontier of opportunity. For further information or to register for this intensive, call 215-996-0646. Or you can email elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. We're looking forward to you joining us. Hope to see you in October. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner.
It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce
is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day.
This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce. You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release. I am being healed. I can see the heartache in your family. They haven't changed the way they feel. Will they ever know the presence in a real release? Will you ever be revealed?
This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome back to Let's Find Out. We just listened to Elaine Silver singing I Am in the Flow. I picked that song tonight because I felt like it was the perfect song to explain what I've tried to say to you. Now we're going to go on with something that I find very interesting and unique. It's how the planets work to bring about the energy when you are in the flow. So here we go. I'm going to give you some dates to remember. September 12th, this coming Wednesday, and that's when Venus opposes Uranus. October 31st, the last day of October, when the veil is very narrow, of course it's Halloween, is another time when Venus opposes Uranus. And the third time is November 30th. When a planet does a significant opposition, us astrologers call it a play in three acts. The first one being the most powerful. The second one brings something to the energy that you experience with the first one. And the third one is the completion of the cycle. So today, we have the new moon in Virgo, and Venus enters Scorpio. In this next period, we are going to have deep transformations regarding our relationships, our life, the economy, fears, and our inner underground, which of course are your dark moments. In the moment when Venus makes her first opposition, and as you know, there will be three, with Uranus on September 12th, Venus is going to be at 27 degrees Gemini. And the Sabian symbol for this place is a man declared bankrupt. It means that this is going to be a breaking point. But the outcome is always in the opposite sign. Opposite 27 degrees Gemini is 27 degrees Sagittarius. And in this case, the Sabian symbol is an old bridge over a beautiful stream. So that means that just when the difficulties seem irresolvable, a deep inner sense of life energies flowing easily, naturally, will allow one to cross over to a higher belief system, ascension. Whatever is affected, love life or economy, it's all going to be well after some storm. The storm could be Hurricane Florence for some people. It's happening always because the universe wants us to learn lessons, especially by having a change of consciousness. So Venus is going to create a three-time opposition with Uranus, and the first one will be Wednesday. I want to explain how this works, and I'm going to use my own life as an example. My identical twin passed away in 2013. Her final wish was that a special award system be set up at the college she graduated from in the music department on an annual basis in her name. She wanted that very much. Because of unexplainable energies or energies that work in strange ways, her estate was only settled in May. Her husband also passed away 5 days after she did in 2013. Now we're at 2018, and her husband's daughter and I benefited from the will. Enough money was given that we both got together and decided that we could give Chris her final wish. And on Wednesday, September 12th, I will sign the papers and present the money to her college, Wesley College in Dover, Delaware, to establish the foundation gift annually for a student every year from her foundation. So, the bankruptcy could be that we're giving a significant amount of money. were crossing a bridge over a beautiful river, which was her life, what it represented, and what this gift means to her memory, and a student down the road is going to benefit on a yearly basis from the endowment gift that was given. That's how Venus and Uranus work. I think it's absolutely amazing. That's the first of three oppositions. The second one, Venus is going to cross over 2 degrees Scorpio, 2 degrees Taurus at the focal point, and Mars will be at 0 degrees Aquarius, and that's a fixed T-square. Fixed signs are not easy and they're not fast. They need time to be sure, to feel security, but just after this combination completes itself, then it's safe for them to take the journey and they will make some action. In Greek mythology, Venus was born by Uranus, so Venus and Uranus know each other very well. In myth, Saturn killed Uranus, and from Uranus's blood emerged Venus, and she went to Neptune, the god of the sea, for protection, and that's why she is exalted in Pisces. By the way, my twin and I are both a double Pisces. Venus means freedom in love life. It's about freedom in the sense that you can grow next to your partner, keeping your own identity. In Scorpio, she's ready to deal with some inner fears in order to transform herself and make herself much more immortal. She is ready to run away from her mother. And that's in Scorpio, and that's the moon's fall. And she's also ready to run away from her homeland in order to meet her lover on October 26, 2018, when we're all going to have a so-called lower conjunction of Venus retrograde and the Sun. And when Venus is retrograde and it meets the Sun, you usually meet your lover. And that's for you people who are Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio, or Taurus in the first part, in the first decadent of 10 degrees. It's just so fascinating. This meeting is very karmic. It happens at 3 degrees Scorpio, so we have to be light in our emotional sense because there's a moon, and that's the fall degree of the moon. It's not easy because this meeting is happening just before the second opposition between Venus and Uranus, and this time over 0 degrees Scorpio, 0 degrees Taurus, is always a new beginning because the 0 degrees in the chart represents new beginnings and the 28 and 29 degrees represents endings. It will be the grand fixed cross with the axis of lunar nodes over 0 degrees Leo and 0 degrees Aquarius. So this is going to be very, very karmic. And that means that this special event on the 26th of October, when and if you meet your lover, was planned before either of you were born. At the same time, Mercury and Jupiter are making a conjunction at around 28, 29 degrees Scorpio, signifying endings, preparing to leave Scorpio to enter Sagittarius. At the end of Scorpio, we always have the end of darkness in some way. And with Mercury and Jupiter there, I would say that we are not to take from this place some deep, deep secret knowledge. And the last opposition between Venus and Uranus is going to happen on November 30th at 29 degrees Libra. Let's start with her first opposition in Uranus, which is happening Wednesday, the 12th of September. Still in the new moon energies of today, the moon is in Virgo, which carries with it the opposition of Neptune and Pisces. So when we see the axis, we always have to have our minds that we should meditate a lot and keep our minds in deep silence because that is the only way our physical body can stay well. Try not to think too much today. Try to let the mind rest and the body and the soul and prepare yourself for September 12, 2018, the first Venus-Uranus opposition, when the real change is coming. If I tell you that change is going to be very radical, don't be surprised. But it can be a good change. It does not have to be a negative change. Try not to think too much. Just take a deep breath and relax through it. Why? Because across 0 degrees Aquarius, where Mars is there, and it's the focal planet, it's always the action planet, we have a Sabian symbol. It's called a case of apoplexy, red-faced enthusiasm. This is an image of a sudden rush of energy to the head and face. So to sum it all up, some energy is going to be moved, and it is time that we declare a loss or some kind of bankruptcy. But just in order for us to get the gift from the universe after an opportunity to cross over the bridge. Remember, on the other side, there's a new beginning for us. Do not be afraid. Do not be sad. Venus loves freedom, and in Scorpio, she is ready to take the risk to make a very deep change. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of the evening, and we're going to begin the meditation. It's a very special meditation. I wrote it this afternoon. And of course, we're going to end with Richard Schulman and his New Beginnings music. Next week, my guest is Judy Carroll. She wrote the book Extraterrestrial Presence on Earth. It's very exciting. She provides a historical background of how advanced civilizations have long encouraged the human physical and spiritual development on Earth. She teaches us the fact that our universe is richly populated with benevolent, intelligent civilizations, which, despite what scientists still believe, developed technology to travel through space and time and came here long ago and have helped to cultivate the humans on this planet. All of you who are space beings and believe that there is life beyond Earth and bless our world and all the other worlds should tune in and listen. We're going to have a great time. And now we are closing with our meditation and that beautiful song from Barbara Streisand, One God. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'll see you next week, and good night. Different name. One.
And now it's time for our meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair. Or you can sit in the lotus position. Or you can lie down with your legs uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Allow your body to relax. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Feel your entire body relaxing from the head to the torso, to the thighs, to the legs, to the toes. One more deep breath. Release the breath. Only with spirit can our hearts and minds be lifted up to the greater heights of compassion, love, and unity. With God is the path where we can honestly say, I love you. When spirit is flowing through us, this is the time that we can be honest with ourselves and say, I forgive you. With the spiritual force, we can give the healing words to others. I'm sorry. We can look within and even say, with this support with God, I love myself and I forgive myself as well. Pick up a hand mirror. Look into the mirror. Look into your eyes in the mirror. I forgive myself. I love myself. I am bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Bountiful, blissful, and beautiful I am. When the spiritual force is flowing through you, you gain inner direction, you gain clarity, and you gain sustenance. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. I flow with clarity and truth. I am centered and balanced. As we go through these next few years, you will find that you need to take the time to fill yourself up. 15 minutes a day. Open up the crown chakra. Let the white light flow down into your body. Feel it begin to spin each chakra as it balances each one along your spine. Fill yourself up with the infinite. Fill yourself up with the Holy Spirit. Fill yourself up with the white light that shines for all. It is impossible for a closed mind and an open heart to exist in the same person both at the same time. One will eventually overcome the other. Either the closed mind will close the heart, or the open heart will open the mind. Choose for yourself. Do it now, today. And remember, a closed-minded person loses a little bit more of their heart every day. It's best that we don't believe anything we hear about someone else. It's also best that we don't believe anything that we say about someone else. Because with God, all is possible. Including God and the spiritual force being visible in and throughout the earth. Through the expression of the fruits of the Spirit from those of us who are keeping on the path, on our path, with sustenance and support and the love of God. As we wrap ourselves in white light at the end of each meditation, we are wrapping ourselves with the infinite love, support,
guidance, and strength. Wrap yourself in white light now. Take your time as if you were in an egg and you were wrapping yourself inside the egg. Allow this to be your new home. It has everything. It has food, support, guidance, and love. Wrap yourself in white light. Know that you are a child of God, that you are always protected and directed in the right place at the right time. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath and release the breath. Allow this meditation to be your prayer beyond prayer. Welcome your angels. Welcome your guides. Welcome the invisible force that can be so wonderfully productive in your life. Take another deep breath and let yourself relax as we go out with the music of Richard Schulman.